Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have another really exciting interview ahead of us about being a serial entrepreneur for 20 years and owning lots of amazing businesses. Today, you're going to be meeting Monique Bartlett, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who's currently a real estate agent and also owns a travel agency. Welcome to the show, Monique. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Susie. Nice to be here with you.
And a Canadian, somebody who doesn't live that far from me. That's always fun. I know we're going to have a great conversation about your midlife entrepreneur story. We're going to be talking all about your business, what's going really well. And of course, what really gets me excited is to hear about your midlife issues. And not that I'm excited that you're having issues, but I just get excited talking about something that I think more people need to talk about, which is what's really going on in midlife and how it's affecting you, the way you want to run your business and also in your life as an entrepreneur. So that's why I get excited. I'm not wishing difficulty on anybody, that's for sure. So let's start out with this question that I love to start with is, how old are you? How long have you been an entrepreneur? And what is your business? Or in your case, what are your businesses? Take it away.
So I am 52 and I have been an entrepreneur for over 20 years now, which seems like a very, very long time. I started my entrepreneurial journey. I was in the optical industry for over 20 years. And then I became a personal trainer. I had an in-home personal training business for women, which was really, really great. I actually wrote a book during that time in regards to that. I am currently now a real estate broker, real estate agent, and I also have with a travel agency as well. So it keeps me very busy, but I definitely love being an entrepreneur.
Wow. So you do two completely separate businesses right now.
That is correct. Yes. Now I have to say that I don't do the travel agency by myself. Like, my husband is also working with me with that. So that takes off a lot of the pressure, a lot of the stress. But yeah, definitely the two businesses at the same time.
Wow. And what's that like on a daily basis? Like, do you have certain days where you do one and not the other? How do you organize it?
It's interesting because the good news is that both of the industries are actually a little bit similar. And you can just scope out time for whichever business you need for whatever day. Like, they're very, very flexible, which is really great. And so far, things seem to be working quite well. It's great because I keep them totally separate. But you know, they make for long days, they make for busy days, but you know what? I'd rather be doing that than sitting at home twiddling my thumbs. Right. So
entrepreneurs do not enjoy twiddling their thumbs. That is for sure. And tell me what you like about each of them. Like, why were you attracted to real estate?
The funny thing is I kind of got into the real estate industry by accident. Like I said, I was in sales for a long time and I had some friends who were actually real estate agents. They were like, you know, you'd be a really great realtor. And I was like, I have no interest in being a realtor, actually. I've actually moved a lot myself personally, for no particular reason, just the fact that I've moved around a lot. And I also have had rental properties. So at the time I had a rental property and, you know, I had one of those tenant horror stories. But I got into real estate by accident, to be totally honest. And everybody thinks, oh, you know what, you become a real estate agent, you know, you make so much money. But what they don't see is when you first start, it's a real, real struggle. You know, basically the first thing they teach you is reach out to your friends, reach out to your family. I personally have a small social circle, so for me it was more difficult. But you know, as you get going, you know, you start to gain a little bit of momentum, but it's definitely not easy. So those people that make it past the first 2 years of business, you know that they actually have somewhat of a decent business, because it's really, really hard to get started and to stay in the industry. So.
So you mentioned you had some rental properties. So you like the idea of real estate, it sounds like. You're comfortable.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Absolutely. I've always been a very independent minded person. And it was just one of the things, you know what? They always say that you kind of have to think about your future. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And at the time, real estate was relatively easy to get into, was less expensive. Now it's a totally different animal. But it was something that I did. I don't regret doing it because I actually learned a lot and actually does help me with my real estate business today. So definitely, you have your ups and your downs and your bumps, but it makes you who you are today. So
yeah, the old, it puts hair on your chest.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing like hair on your chest. Okay. And what about travel? Why were you attracted to that? Now, that might seem like a dumb question because who doesn't like travel, especially midlife women? But what about it was intriguing to you in terms of a career or an entrepreneurial thing?
Yes. So I've always loved to travel. I've done a lot of traveling. And it just so happened that my husband, he was retiring. He had a good career. And you know what? He wanted something to do where he didn't have to go out. And, you know, being a realtor, you know, you have flexibility, like I said. And we're like hashing things back and forth. And it just came to my brain. I'm like, you know what? Let's start a travel agency. And he was like, yeah, sure. I was like, okay. So you know what? We went through the whole process. And that's how it started. You know, the COVID came, that kind of disrupted the travel agency a lot, the travel industry a lot. But honestly, travel is coming back with a vengeance. People are now, you know what, they went through COVID, you know, they happen to see friends or loved ones get sick or unfortunately pass away. And they've realized, you know what, life is short. I can't just sit at home anymore. And so a lot more people are traveling now, which is really, really nice. Because you know what? I just find that I love to travel. My parents haven't traveled that much. I'm trying to get them to start to travel more. But you realize what you don't experience when you're just sitting at home in your own little bubble. You know, like you don't get to experience other people, other cultures the way that you would, you know, when you're actually in the environment. So.
Well, that's so fun that your retired husband and come up with this idea himself. You were the one who saw it.
It's true. It's very true. He was doing some other things in between retirement and the time that I came up with this idea. But yeah, like again, he loves to travel too. And I just thought, you know what, it's just a perfect match. It really, really is. Now, being on the back end of travel rather than being the traveler, that's a totally different thing as well. Also, you learn a lot from that. But definitely glad that we've done it for sure.
I love that idea. I've heard a lot of people on this podcast talk about their ramping up as an entrepreneur and their partner and friends often are ramping down. And mm-hmm. so there was no dust settling there. He got right ramped up.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
What a fun idea. That's really a fun idea. Okay. Now, you know, on this show, I love to talk about these midlife challenges in the most positive way in terms of sharing and connecting with other people, because so many people feel like they're alone when this happens. So if you could talk a little bit now about the challenges that are getting in your way when it comes to running your business the way you want to. I know that one of them you mentioned is this lack of self-care.
Yes, for sure. Definitely the lack of self-care, the work-life balance. You know, as I'm getting older, my parents are also getting older. So you see all of that. So one thing that I will say, I think I hit, I don't know, just before I was 50, I think, all of a sudden these like health things started happening, right? Like you think you're in great shape and you're healthy, which overall I definitely am. But all these little things just started popping up. I'm like, well, what the heck is happening now? You know what I mean? And then now running two businesses, it's like I said, they make for longer days. So it's the work-life balance, you know, learning how to say no to certain things so that you don't drive yourself crazy and that you keep your mental health. And, you know, everybody's talking about mental health these days. And it is a real thing for sure. Absolutely. And I think part of the struggle for a lot of people, and again, especially since COVID, you know, some employers were allowing their employees to work from home and people weren't used to that. And then some people miss being in the office with their peers and, you know, just that one-on-one conversation and human interaction. So I think that's a fact, not only just me, but other people as well. And again, the fact that I'm aging, the fact that my parents are aging, and you know, I'm seeing something starting to happen with them now. It's a lot. And I'm the type of person, like, I keep everything in my brain. And, you know, sometimes it keeps you up at night. So.
Yeah. So you're noticing worry. Are you noticing energy or tiredness, anything like that?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it's taking a toll on my energy as well. Like, I'm getting to a place now, I personally believe in alternative healthcare. So I have a naturopath that I go to that I love and provides great direction for me. And, you know, I do the things that he says, and I do find that they help, which is really, really good. But it's all about knowing who you are and what works for you and just following through. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at this age, that's for sure. And the way you describe little things popping up, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So tell me, what else have you noticed about being an older woman? Now you're in your early 50s. And you're an entrepreneur and you're juggling two jobs and a family. How is being an older woman affecting your experience as an entrepreneur?
It's kind of what you said. It's like when you get to a certain age, you're right. Some people expect you to start slowing down. And especially I find that when you're a woman and, you know, being over 50, people look at you a little bit differently because typically, you know, people starting, like, you know, their travel agency or whatever, they're expecting somebody younger. And you know, I feel that you have to kind of prove yourself a little bit more, even if you've been doing something a long time, like, you know, the whole real estate thing. I find that you have to prove that you know who you are, what you're talking about. And especially, and I hate to say this, sometimes, especially if you're dealing with a man, being that it's my own business, sometimes that's another hurdle that you have to overcome as well. But you know what? I keep a positive attitude. I just take every day as it comes and for what it provides to me. And I do the best that I can with what I've got. And if it works out and that you want to work with me, then great. And if not, well, you know what? Silver, not a match. It was nice to meet you and I wish you all the best, right?
So. Yeah. 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 I find that interesting, though, that you said that you have to prove yourself with so much experience in so many different businesses as an entrepreneur. You have so much experience.
Yeah.
And yet you're still sensing that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. So much going on.
It's so true.
What do you want next in your business? What do you see your direction? What will it look like for you?
Well, this is the next question, because part of the reason that we decided to do the travel agency is we would like to spend our winter months out of the Canadian winter and in a nice, warm, sunny climate. So basically, we need a laptop, a cell phone, internet, and we're good to go, right?
Yeah.
So I think for me, getting to the point where I don't want to say living the nomad lifestyle, but, you know, where I'm not tied to being in a physical location, and still do what you love and enjoy life at the same time, that's kind of what I'm working towards.
Now, you know, what's interesting is you've just said enjoy life more, but then a few minutes ago, you said that you're having trouble with work-life balance and self-care. So
it's true. And that's exactly my point.
Yeah. So
I want to be able to be on the beach helping somebody rather than, you know, in the snow and in the cold. But, you know, just enjoying the warmer weather, enjoying, you know, the feeling of the sun on my face and just getting out more and living a bit more. I find that these days everybody is so busy and so just consumed with their own life and their own little bubble. that we need to do things that kind of spread our wings and help us grow and again, get rid of sort of that worry sort of a thing, but still at the same time help you grow. So
now, what will that look like with your aging parents?
Yeah, that's the big question for sure. Luckily, I have a brother. So hopefully he'll be able to pick up a little bit of the slack. But I do feel that as the daughter right now, a lot of that pressure is on me for sure. Mm-hmm. I, you know, basically my parents are all I have right here right now. Like, I wasn't born in Canada. So my parents and my brother are basically, and my husband is basically what I have. So I do feel the pressure to be here to support them. And to lead them in the right direction, even though I am their kid. So it does make it more difficult for sure. But the good news is, you know what, we have planes, you know, it's easy to come back and forth. So if I happen to be down south somewhere and if, you know, they do need me, it's a few hours trip and I can be back, right? So.
Yeah, I remember the first time back in the day when the kids were younger and at camp, I was thinking, where can I go? That I feel, you know, that I could get, if there was an emergency, I could get there within a day.
Yeah.
And that exactly. Kind of guided me. And you're right. Like, if you're talking about the sunny south in the States or in Mexico, it's not that long an air, a plane ride.
Yeah.
At all. Correct, exactly. So yeah. Yeah. It's just
manageable.
Yeah. It is manageable if you plan and have your ducks in a row and work on your mindset.
Correct. Absolutely. And you know what? Honestly, that's a huge one. I feel that mindset is a big one for sure. Because like I said, I like to see the glass half full. I like to keep the positive attitude. And it's interesting where sometimes I look at something and some other people that I know look at the same thing and we see two totally different things. Right. So I find it very interesting. Even if there's something that happens to me and let's say that it's not great, like I'm not one of those people who gets depressed or honestly, I don't even really stress about it. I always think that everything happens for a reason and I don't know what that reason is right now, but I'm going to figure it out later on. Right. So I don't let it affect me. Like I feel that a lot of other people that I know would be affected. So.
So interesting. And what do you think is the most surprising thing about being over 50 and being an entrepreneur, a woman entrepreneur?
I would honestly have to say the biggest thing would be the friends that I have actually lost along the way. So you would think that they would be there to support you and say, good for you. I'm really proud of you. And, you know, but I found that not to be the case. I have, you know, a few people that are still left in my little bubble. That I know no matter what I did, you know, they would still be there to support me. But I'm surprised at some of the people who kind of, you know, disappeared from the radar, shall I say.
And what do you think was going on there? I mean, I know you may not know firsthand.
Yeah. It's a good question. And I think some people, I don't know, they want you to be where they are in life. So they, in my opinion, they kind of want to hold you back a little bit. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you prosper. And I'm not saying that that's true for everybody, but I just feel that some of the people that were in my circle, I feel that that might have been part of it. So,
yeah, I've heard that before. It's an interesting thing because really you're going in different directions.
Yeah.
Right. And I have to say, and I have to say that when I started doing this work 10 years ago, I was kind of surprised by the friend aspect of midlife transition and regrouping and reinvention and all of that. And I think it makes more sense than how surprised I was. But having a friend deficit in midlife is way more common than I thought. And it certainly comes up in so many ways. And we're unfamiliar with being intentional about making friends at this age, right? We have these flashbacks to the childhood playground where you want to be picked. And it's just not. It's not like that. We get to decide who we want to spend time with. On the other hand, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I find that making these new relationships with entrepreneurs is incredibly rewarding. It's such a like-minded group of women. Have you found that too?
For sure. I was actually on a group call just yesterday with a bunch of my peers in the travel industry. And it was I honestly felt like refreshed and energized and like, you know what, we're on the same page. We all get it, you know? Even though we're at different stages and doing different things, we all kind of resonated with each other. And it was just nice to hear how well some people were doing. And I find that you're right. At this stage, your network is a little bit smaller. Your social circle is a little bit smaller. And I am making more of an effort to try and at least go out and meet a few more people now, you know. Where I live, there's lots of like festivals and events and things that happen. So I'm making the effort now more to just go out and do things and, you know, run into people randomly and, you know, just say, hi, how's your summer going? Even though we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, it really did surprise me too, I have to say. It surprised me that it was a thing. And then I started to put myself in some of these groups. Maybe it was like the group that you were just mentioning. So I started joining a few of these networking type communities, and mostly all women ones. I'm in a couple where there's men, but most of them are all women. And I decided after a couple of years of doing this that I'm like to myself, I'm saying this, wow, I could actually make a really good friend here, but I need to take action. I need to be more intentional. So I started to notice if there was somebody who I thought I always agree with them. Like what they're saying, I could have been saying it, or I think they're really funny, or I like their sensibilities, or I think they're really interesting. And I started reaching out to those people and asking them to hop on a networking kind of call just to get to know them better. And before, I wasn't really doing that. I was just going and being part of the experience. But then I thought, this is an opportunity because clearly we have a lot in common. So that's been my experience. In my community, this comes up as an issue all the time too. And I think for many of us, there's a shift we have to make. If we decide that we want more of it, we need to own it and do something about it and not just wait and see who asks us to join their team, you know?
I agree. I definitely agree with that for sure. It's true. It's putting yourself out there. You know, sometimes it's hard to put yourself out there, but that's when you start to see, you know, the sunrise and all these great things happen for yourself. So it's very true.
Yeah. And it is fun to meet new people, just not tons of them. I don't like, it really depends where you're at with this extroversion, introversion thing. But I really am curious about people. I find the podcast for me is perfect because I have never met so many interesting people in my life, quite honestly. Never. Yeah. Yep. It's fascinating. And I really do like having these conversations. My kids think I'm kooky when like, let's say we're on vacation or something. If there's somebody interesting, if somebody's selling art or jewelry, I'm not just going to buy something. I'm going to have a half hour conversation. I want to know why they're doing it, what they love, how they ended up here. Like, I love all that stuff and they can't stand going any place like that with me.
It's true, but it makes total sense. And it's kind of the same thing with real estate. When you get your clients, you know, you want to know more about them, you know, see what you have in common. Because the more you have in common with someone, honestly, the more fun the experience ends up being. Like, it really, really does. And you make some really great friends from people that you never knew before, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the same realm there, but yeah, it's true. Even though it's hard at the beginning to put yourself out there. And even me being like a realtor, right? You got to put yourself out there. Yeah. And I get the whole extrovert, introvert thing all the time. People think, oh, you're such an extrovert. But honestly, I'm really an introvert. I'd rather sit at home, like read a book and, you know, put me on the beach to sit and read my book, right? But I like people. And like you, I'm curious about people. I do like to ask questions as well. But on the inside, I'm still definitely very much an introvert.
You know, I had on my other podcast, Women in the Middle, I was just looking up some stats on some of the more popular episodes just last night. And I saw that the introversion episode was doing very well. And I recorded this years ago, and it was somebody who worked with women who were introverts, but they were running online businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such a common thing. And I always thought I was more of an extrovert, but I think I'm one of those blended introverted extrovert or whatever those blends are. I don't remember. But yeah, I've kind of surprised myself. And I've heard so many people talk about how COVID gave them permission to just let their introverted freak flag fly, you know? Anyway, I know. Okay. So tell me, what is the best place for people to get a hold of you?
Well, if I'm going to be on the beach somewhere, I would say probably the travel website. So our company name is called Bonita Dreams Travel. That's Bonita Dreams, Dreams, travel.com. And yeah, you can definitely find me and find out what we're up to over there.
And locally, you've got a website as well?
Yes. So I also have a website for my real estate business. So it's just my name, MoniqueBartlett.com. And absolutely, you can find me there as well.
Amazing. Monique, thank you so much for taking the time and sitting down with me today. And we're both in Ontario, which is super fun. But I really appreciate how difficult it can be to navigate helping your parents, running two businesses, and doing all the things. And you didn't even highlight anything difficult about working with your husband. And I mean, I thought that might come up, but it didn't. Way to go.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, we both know what our strengths and what our weaknesses are. So we need each other to do that. So it actually works out quite well. So
beautiful. I think it's brilliant the way you figured that out. Like, that was really fun. I really love what you're doing, that you're managing it, and the way you brought your husband in to work with him, with you having an additional business, I think is brilliant. So thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
All right. That is it for now. If you're listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's over 50 and an entrepreneur and would like to come on the show as well, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We'd love to have you on to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It's never too late for you to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with this show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.